The 5-year study is funded by NOAA's Ecology and Oceanography of Harmful Algal Blooms program, and it's investigating the conditions that lead to outbreaks of ciguatoxin. Dr. Mike Parsons said recently on WGCU's Gulf Coast Live that the toxin is produced by single-celled algae that tend to grow on seaweeds in tropical environments like coral reefs. It gets into the food chain when fish eat the algae, bigger fish eat those fish, and so on. And he says it doesn't take much to get a person sick with ciguatera fish poisoning. Early symptoms are gastrointestinal and neurological. They can last for hours, even months, and they can flare up even years later. Parsons says it can even be fatal.
Even though there's no cure for it, you can treat some of the symptoms. So, for example, one of the symptoms of a more severe case of ciguatera fish poisoning would be a drop in blood pressure, a drop in your heart rate. And so you, in some cases, you'll have to go into intensive care for that. So you would need to go to the hospital in that case.
No matter how long you cook fish, there's no way to kill the toxin. Parsons says if people really want fresh fish from a tropical or reef environment, they should avoid dangerous species such as predators like barracuda. Black grouper, hogfish, amberjack, and snapper are also susceptible. The FDA alerts fishermen to hotspots of ciguatera outbreaks on their website. In Fort Myers, I'm Matthew Smith.